Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. I hope you're finding our podcasts useful and that they're helping you to improve your English. But I hope also that you're finding them interesting. You don't need to understand and remember and learn every word that you meet in the podcasts. But I aim to introduce a few words into the podcast which might be a little more difficult. So most of the words I use, you'll already know, but I also include some more specialised or more difficult ones each time. Then you can keep on increasing your vocabulary. Sometimes I do topics which are hopefully interesting in their own right. Things that you might listen to in your own language. And then some of the time I'm trying to help you more directly with vocabulary or with things that are difficult in English. So what about today we talk about hair colour? There are a number of words in English which we use specifically for the colour of our hair. Some of these words are used of other things as well as hair. And sometimes we use plain old colour words to describe hair. But at other times, some of the words are just used of hair colour, nothing else. So of course you can have black hair or white hair. That's fairly simple. And those hair colours exist all around the world. So usually, if you have black hair, you're born with it. And then by the time you're very old, it might be that your hair has turned completely white. Quite literally, every strand of hair is white. Now, usually there's a period of time in the middle where your hair is a mixture of black and white. And in English, we just call that grey or grey-haired. Notice that grey in UK English is spelt G-R-E-Y, whereas in US English it's G-R-A-Y. So we would say that someone has grey hair or maybe silver hair, if we're being very nice and kind about it, that is. Lots of people cover up their grey hair by colouring it. Of course, because grey hair is associated with being older. And in English, we use phrases like the grey pound to mean economically, older people perhaps have more power to buy things, more money. We also might talk about silver surfers, so people who are old but who use the internet a lot. So those terms are related to hair colour. If you have a rather attractive older man with grey hair, we might in the UK call him, jokingly, a silver fox. Think about George Clooney or Jose Mourinho for the sort of look I'm talking about. Perhaps the most used word, which is more or less only used of hair, is blonde, spelt B-L-O-N-D. I say more or less because you can have blonde beer, but that's the only other thing, I think. So if your hair is very light coloured, slightly yellow maybe, thinking of Donald Trump there, then we would say that you have blonde hair, or our own Boris Johnson, of course. Some cultures and countries in the world have lots of people with blonde hair. Think about the Scandinavians, the Dutch and the Germans. And some countries and cultures have very few people with blonde hair. If it's very white blonde, which clearly has come out of a bottle, as we say, think of Marilyn Monroe or Debbie Harry, if you know who she is, then we might say that that is peroxide blonde. Peroxide is the chemical usually used to lighten hair. So peroxide blonde. In the UK, we have people who have what we call red or ginger hair. Ginger hair is so called after ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R, that you use in cooking, like ginger spice of the Spice Girls. And what we call red hair or ginger hair is actually used usually closer to orange or shades of orange. People with this colour of hair are actually quite rare. They make up only 2% of the world's population, but the highest percentage of ginger-haired people are in Scotland, where they make up 13% of the population, and in Ireland, where they're 10% of the population. So it's certainly not uncommon in the UK. But America, the US, has the highest number of people with red hair in the world. If your hair is brown, that's fine, we just call it brown. But we might call it mouse or mousy brown. That means it's a mid-brown, just like the colour of a mouse. So a mouse is a little animal that supposedly likes cheese. Think Mickey Mouse, perhaps, or Jerry out of Tom and Jerry. Another word for brown hair would be brunette, B-R-U-N-E-T-T-E. But if your hair is somewhere in between brown and red, we might say that it's auburn hair. And auburn is spelt A-U-B-U-R-N. If you have blonde hair but it's got a reddish colour too, we might call it strawberry blonde, which I think is quite a nice name. And clearly it's possible in 2019 to have whatever colour of hair you like. Students in particular like to experiment and have a period of being blue or pink or even green. It's often part of the freedom. But usually we go back to our own colour. And the challenge for some is what to do with the grey hair. So just to recap, we talked about black hair, white hair, grey hair or silver hair. We talked about blonde hair and strawberry blonde hair. And we also talked about brown hair and mousy hair and brunette hair. We mentioned auburn hair. I think that's pretty much everyone's hair colour covered. If you like what we're doing on the podcasts, then go to our courses page at adeptenglish.com and have a look at what we offer. If you buy our courses in a bundle, so both of them, activate your listening and the 500 words at the same time, you'll pay less money and it's really good value. A lot of listening to help you take your English language learning even further. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.